to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about how to get the most out of your work week. And we're going to talk about something that is probably counterintuitive to how to be the most efficient at work and how to get the most out of it. Before we get into that topic, go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, help support us. Please be praying for us as we are proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life through our shows in family and politics and business. So please go support us. Check out all the great content we have for you. Please share the show. Share our posts on social media. That really helps us. If you want to reach out to me with any of your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your ideas about business or some topic I've talked about, a topic you want me to talk about, or just check in and say hi, you can find me on all the social media sites. It's too many to number anymore at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. All right, how to get the most out of your work week. One of the best ways for us to do it, one of the ways that God has commanded us to do this is by entering rest, by observing the Sabbath. I was reading in Genesis because Toby threw out a big conviction bomb on me. He was talking about on one of his past shows on the Cross Politics, the show, he was talking about how many Christians have actually read through the Bible. How many Christians have read through the Bible more than once? I believe I've read through it once or twice, but it's been a long time. And I just felt really convicted that I need to start going through from chapter one. So what I did is started in Genesis chapter one. And I just started with the first couple chapters where God is creating the world in the 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh. And God was just speaking to me about how important it is to rest, how important it is to observe the Sabbath like God did when he created the earth. He was setting an example for us to follow because he created the world. He created our bodies. He created our systems and our economies to work with a day of rest. And when we observe that, we are going to get the blessings that he has built into all these systems. And even in the Old Testament, when God was calling Israel to do it and they didn't obey, God still made them observe it by, 490 years. But he was so serious about it because it is very important. And it's no less important today in our lives in America or wherever you are listening this to the 21st century. We're so connected. We have our phones. We have our emails at the tip of a touch of a button. And we can just be constantly replying to emails. We could be working problems. We can be solving problems 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But God still calls us to enter that rest. And during my quiet time and reading this, I was thinking how important it is for us spiritually. Let's step back from the work application of this, where we're going to talk about that a little bit, about the chemistry that goes on in our brain, how it actually makes us more productive to take a day of rest. But let's just talk about it from a spiritual aspect for a moment. Just like tithing, where it is an indicator of how much Jesus is Lord of your life and your finances, the Sabbath is an indicator for us of how much he is Lord over our careers. How much do we think is God working in us? And how much do we believe it is us working it out ourselves? To be able to enter rest and to really take time off, you really have to trust that God is going to provide. Just thinking about how much you can miss, how many problems that could be blowing up that you don't know about when you're truly resting from work, when you are totally unplugging, especially when you're working in a job that's expected to be open 7 days a week. You think of Chick-fil-A taking Sundays off, even in the mall when they expect you to be open, they take a fine, they're losing sales, but they are trusting God to provide even for their business at a business scale. So to be able to enter rest, we really need to have an understanding of that God is going to provide. And when we are able to take that rest, if we're not able to take that rest, I should say, that should be an indicator that we're not really trusting God to provide for our lives. Number two, you must be faithful to complete what God has for you. And I was thinking about this when I was reading Genesis 1, verse 31, and it says, God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. When you are faithful and working hard in the days that you are to be working, it is easier to enter rest. when you know that you have faithfully obeyed God and done all that he has asked for you, you haven't slacked off, you haven't disobeyed, you haven't done other things, but when you have been faithful in those days of work, it allows you to enter the rest. And when you are able to enter the rest, that is a good check that you have your clear conscience that you have been faithful in the past 6 days. And that will allow you to enter that rest and to just take a break and know that God is going to provide. He is going to take care of you because you obeyed. Thirdly, you have to find your identity in Christ alone and not your work. Because when you take that time off, there may be opportunities that you miss, like I said before. There may be times where a problem that needs to be solved gets solved by somebody else and you missed out. You may miss out on a promotion because you're not willing to work as hard as somebody else. And all of that requires us not to find our identity in our job and in anything else but who God is. Because when we find our identity in who God is, if those opportunities come in our past, we're not going to care because we are obeying God. And that's what's important. It's what does God think of us? It's not about where we are in our career. It's not what businesses we start and how successful they are. It's we are children of God. And are we doing what God has asked us to do? So if you are trusting in God to be our provider and not in your own work, if you are faithful to work and do diligently what God has asked you to do the other days of the week, and if you find your identity in Christ, those are the times where you are going to be able to truly rest in the Sabbath day, on the Sabbath day. So if you are having a hard time with resting, with unplugging, check those points out and really go to God in prayer and think, am I really trusting God to provide? Or am I thinking it is my work that is providing? Do I believe that God is faithful? Do I believe that he is going to take care of things when I've done what I'm supposed to do? Do I find my identity in my work? Do I find my identity in who people think I am, that I could solve their problems? Or do I find my identity in Christ? Those are some big things to give to God when you are in business, when you are a driven person. I know I struggle with those things too. I struggle with unplugging, and I just find that those are points that I have to continually check in myself to make sure that I am being obedient and don't have any of those sin issues in my life. So what does rest look like? Just kind of, it's kind of funny, but just thinking about it from God's perspective on the seventh day. You know, when he was resting on the seventh day, I don't think he was looking back and hoping that what he created was working properly. I don't think he was hoping that the ecosystem that he put together was functioning correctly and that there was no breakdowns, there was no stop gaps, there's no bottlenecks. Just like what we can do when we're thinking about processes we're managing. When we are not at work, but we are mentally at work, we're thinking about what can go wrong and what are we going to do or something that's going to happen. You know, God wasn't doing that. And he expects us to not do that as well. He wants us to rest like he rested. You know, he wasn't worried about the personnel working together. He wasn't worried about the lions eating the sheep back then. You know, he's not worried about it today, but they weren't back then because he made everything perfect. There's so many times, there's so many things, there's so many opportunities, there's so many ways for us to not enter the rest by worrying and stressing about the day, by thinking about the day, by planning ahead. But God is not calling us to do that. He's calling us to enter a time of rest. And what this does is it allows us to recharge. It allows us to take a step back and get perspective. It allows us to be with our families. It allows us to do so many things that we aren't able to do during the week. I was reading this CNN article by Dr. Matthew Sleeth. He's a former emergency room physician, and he says this: when we were constantly going, we pour out chemicals to try to meet those stresses. We have short-term stress hormones like adrenaline and longer-term hormones like steroids that we pour out. Those chemicals constantly being on, quote-unquote, are bad for us, and they lead to anxiety and depression and, I think, diabetes and being obese. He's tying in depression, anxiety, diabetes, being overweight, because people aren't taking a break and resting. And he's attributing that to taking a Sabbath day. Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling depressed? Do you feel like you are just overwhelmed? It's probably because you're not taking some time to enter the rest like God created us to do, like he commanded us to. He goes on to say, it's interesting that if I took somebody in the emergency department and gave them a big slug of adrenaline, you'll find an hour later they're just wiped out, and that they'll really persist throughout the day, or and that thou will really persist through the day that they're wiped out. I think that's what we're doing to ourselves. We're constantly bringing stress into our lives, and the idea of having one day a week that I can count on to stop is very reassuring. They got their work done in advance, and I think it actually helps you to order your life, because in preparing for that day of rest, you actually get more things done on the 6 days that you are working. It's interesting. He also talks about how when you know that you are going to take a day off from rest, you are more productive in those days that you are working because you have an end goal in mind. And it, your brain just psychologically starts planning, and you start ordering things, and you start getting things done more efficiently because you understand that a rest is going to happen, opposed to never seeing the end in sight, never seeing a day of rest where things, the work will stop. And when you have all these hormones going and all these other chemicals in your brain, it causes an imbalance when those never get a chance to stop and recover. And it leads to depression, anxiety, and stress. And when you have those emotions and feelings and those chemicals going, you are not going to be as productive as in work as somebody who is just taking a day off a rest and being able to regroup and reset and realign themselves. So if you want to be more productive at work, take a day off, have some rest. Obey the Sabbath, and you will be blessed. I hope that helps. If you have any comments, questions, feedback, you can reach me at How to Build a Tent on all the social media sites. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.